Well, let's play a game we haven't visited in a while, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pass the Envelope. Or The Envelope, Please. I like all of them. I like both of those names for this segment. What it is that the first time we did this, Mike, this is episode number 3 of this.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we did it, the Detroit Red Wings were in town. We walked into their locker room, and our buddy Trevor Daly was there, and we had questions that we made up for each other. I wrote Mike's questions. He wrote mine. And I think we had an added bit of confidence because Trevor was in the locker room as we prepared to ask these questions. And we got through all of them. And we'll admit, the first edition, I don't think we went as hard as we possibly could have as far as trying to embarrass the other one with the questions. It was edition number 1, right?
But the game is that you get handed the envelope, you rip it open, and you just have to read immediately. You don't know what the questions are.
Right.
You're nose to nose with some player you've never heard of or met, and they get increasingly more difficult.
And we rolled out episode 1, and I think it went swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
So now, White Elephant Day, Mike and I, we are on the same crew, White Elephant Day. We thought, you know what? Let's do Pass the Envelope again. So the Nashville Predators were in town, and we were trying to see if they had a morning skate to see if we can do this again and play the audio during White Elephant Day. And this time, we had other people write the questions. We didn't do it. We didn't know what the questions were in the envelope. And I have the audio from the Nashville. I don't remember the player's name. I did not write that down. That's how much of a failure this was. So let's see how this rolls out as far as Pass the Envelope we did White Elephant Day in 2018. All right. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. How's the season been going so far?
Oh, my God.
It's good, yeah. Great season, obviously. Guys are all focused every day and enjoying every day. So it's a really good year so far.
All right. Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, that's good.
All right. Thank you. Here we go. What is your favorite song right now?
What is my favorite song?
Yes, sir.
I like the Lumineers a lot, so I'd say their old album.
The Lumineers, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you will you sing a couple lines? Can you sing a couple lines of what your favorite song?
Is that real or what? I don't know really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. All right. If you could guarantee 3 Stanley Cups, I'm sorry. All right. That's pretty much all I have, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Good?
Yeah. Thank you. There's no way
I'm reading that.
There's no way.
What? Not with the Beyond girl standing right there. There's no way I'm doing it.
So, you said okay, you man. So that was the epic failure. Pass the envelope with the guy from Nashville.
That's all I got for you. Thank you.
It's painful, Donnie.
Good interview.
That's very painful because I do think, I don't know who wrote it. I think it was TC
who wrote those questions. Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Mm.
And I think it was like guaranteeing winning a cup, but you're going to get Alzheimer's and not remember it or something like that. And the PR girl was staring daggers at us. I think she was pretty suspicious of us to begin with.
No, that was the worst. And my job was to distract the PR girl, but I couldn't.
And you did a terrible job of it.
It wasn't really an option the way things were laid out.
You went to set the block and you just fell down and she went right through it and just, it was ugly.
So we need you to rally. We need you to step up and play past the envelope well.
So before I left Dallas, the last day I was there, right before I walked out, Mike Soroy handed me an envelope that had passed the envelope on it. I put it in my bag. Mm-hmm. I did not open it.
Hermetically sealed.
Yes. It was sealed, and you can hear me trying to open up the envelope in the audio. And that's another difficult thing about that. As you're holding a recorder, trying to open an envelope, and they're just standing there looking like, what's going on here? So I walked up to linebacker Luke Gifford, Mike.
Whoa.
I know.
I didn't know you were going to go big with this.
Big name. Big name. So now, let's play Pass the Envelope with Luke Gifford.
Hey, you got a second?
Yes, sir.
How's the training camp going so far?
It's been good. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity. It's been good so far, so just got to keep rolling.
Has it become a grind yet?
Yeah, it definitely. It took about 2 days for that, you know. The body starts feeling it after one.
But this weather is incredible,
hey,
right?
Man, that can't get much better with the weather, so it's been awesome.
In the back pocket, I have an envelope with questions in it. I haven't seen them. Do you mind if I ask you these questions?
Go ahead.
All right. Here's the envelope.
Right. I don't know about the setup.
Let's see if I have the courage to ask you these questions.
All right.
I don't know. I wish I could open it up. Here we go. Do you think Beyonce was hot in The Lion King?
Well, she played a dragon, but I guess she was attractive.
Okay, all right. California is pretty nice, huh?
Yes, it's extremely nice.
You get a chance to dip your giant nuts into the Pacific yet?
Nope, not yet.
I've skipped one. I already skipped number two.
Oh, God, and then you had to go to that one?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I did, yes.
I didn't know they had dragons in The Lion King.
No.
And, you know, I started to expound on it, but I'm still trying to read the questions in advance to see what I'm going to ask, right?
I like how you skipped the second one and figured, all right, I'm just going to zip on to the third one. And then you found yourself halfway into that one like, well, I'm just going to go for it.
Oh, no. Yeah. So that's just like, oh, why did I skip over the second one and get this one? Like, that's really weird. So, all right, let's continue. Nuts into the Pacific yet?
Nope, not yet.
If you go to the beach and get stung by a jellyfish, which teammate would you want to pee on you to relieve the pain?
Oh, I don't know if I'm close enough with anyone yet for that.
If I guaranteed that you'd make it to the Super Bowl this year, would you give Jerry Jones would you give Jerry Jones a sensual full body massage once a week for the entire season?
For the state of Texas, I'd think about it.
Okay, last one. I got the courage to go back to number two
because he was
after
doing
that
pretty
last
good.
Answer. Yeah,
he was into
like,
it.
Okay, he's not gonna hit me upside the head. Mm-mm. So let's go back with question number two.
I'd think about it.
Okay, last one. I guess I have to ask this. What's your position in the bedroom?
Oh, I don't have one.
Okay.
No specific.
Phew. Thank you for not hitting me for asking you these questions, man. I really appreciate it.
It's all good.
Thank you, man. Very nice to meet you. Good luck.
You
all right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hero.
I asked every question on that piece of paper, you jack wagons.
The greatest is you reading them and then it hitting you mid-sentence.
Yeah, laughing about giving a massage to Jerry Jones.
I could have worded that one worse. That was not too bad.
No, but
the second one you read is the funniest. California's nice, huh? So
you got lucky with him. He was a good sport.
Yeah,
he was.
Much like the Red Wings, it's all about who you get and if they are into this like being fun.
Right.
Or if they're creeped out.
If they're
out
a
by
Nashville
it.
Predator who has his guard up from the very beginning and you just bail out. No, he was very nice. I don't know how into it he was, and he was looking at me kind of strange.
Well, yeah.
But I fought through it.
And
the most uncomfortable part is trying to open up the envelope in front of him. And it takes so much time because it's sealed perfectly, Mike. There you go.
I'm proud of you. You went 5 for 5.
Thank you very much.
And a quick Google search says Cowboys Luke Gifford making a splash on special teams.
How about that, huh?
I bet he is.
Yeah, he is. Once he
especially in the
there.
Ocean, right?
Yeah.
Huge splash.
He didn't give you the correct answer. He's hopped right into that thing.
Yeah. All right.